Happy Halloween! Welcome to the special episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film podcast. The spirit realm is thinning, the veil is open, the children are dressed up in their costumes and ready to trick or treat. All the spooky movies are on TV, a Halloween marathon on AMC. Everything is set in motion. There's also some news that on the October 29th that Blumhouse revealed some more details on Halloween Kills. And you can go online and watch a virtual video of them watching the Halloween 2018 with their fans and such. And you can look that up on YouTube. They have that out on there. Anyhow, tonight's episode is two parts. The first part is called Boogeyman. The second part is called The Man Behind the Mask. And basically, this special episode is called Hunting Michael Myers. And we're going to explore real-life serial killers. We're going to talk about the legend of the Boogeyman. All that creepy stuff on Halloween night. Here we go, folks. This is part one, The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman is a legend that supposedly started in Scotland. It was about hobgoblins called the Bugabear. And parents would tell their children if they didn't behave, the Bugabear would come and take them away. And this got passed across generations when they finally reached the United States of America, where it got turned into the Boogeyman. And the Boogeyman basically can take any form that you're afraid of. And most often it could be a man or a ghost or a witch. And parents used it as a tool to discipline their children. They say, you know, if you don't behave, the Boogeyman's going to come and take you away or eat you. And most often the Boogeyman is associated with dark places like under your bed, in your closet, or anywhere dark forest. Like there was tells about a light, like an orb, that lead travelers through the woods into a swamp, into quicksand, or off a cliff. That was another form of the Boogeyman. Boogeyman has lasted for generations. People still talk about it, or him, or her, or whatever it is. And this applies to Michael Myers. Michael Myers is the manifestation of the Boogeyman of evil. If we watch the first Halloween movie, we see that he can appear and disappear at will. I mean, one minute he's outside Laurie's window, the next minute he's gone. One minute he's behind a hedge, the next minute he's gone. So the Boogeyman legend definitely applies with Michael Myers, especially that part when Tommy happens to look outside the window and he sees the shape standing and staring across the street, and he tries to get Laurie Strode's attention. Laurie, the Boogeyman, he points up to the window. By the time she gets there, of course, he's gone. But that kind of, you know, sticks with the folklore. The Boogeyman, some entity that children see. I don't know if adults can see it, but I know for sure that children can perceive it. They fear it. Any dark places. Michael Myers was standing out in the dark, staring across the street. That's a form of the Boogeyman. And the Boogeyman, in some places like in the South, like Louisiana down there, Mississippi, I think his name was Bonehead or something like that, where he would like be like Krampus and like carry bad children off and a bag full of bones. And they say that Santa Claus is basically the opposite of Boogeyman, because Santa Claus is used to keep children good. Like, you know, Santa Claus is watching, so then the children behave, so they get a lot of gifts for Christmas time. So, you know, the Boogeyman is just the opposite. If you don't behave, Boogeyman's coming to get you, and it's a negative thing. And I don't know if, you know, people still use that technique today, parenting. But, you know, maybe with all these parents thinking one thing, they created some kind of, you know, manifestation, some entity that materialized, you know. Occultists say that stuff like that might occur. But Michael Myers is the Boogeyman. That's 100% sure. He spreads terror and fear in Haddonfield. And no matter what anyone does to stop him, for some reason, he always survives. He like the boogeyman is an internal manifestation of fear and negative energy, and it really doesn't really go away. There's nothing you can do to it because it's in your head. Michael Myers basically is that manifestation of fear, terror. No matter what you do to it, you cannot kill it. They've tried so many times and throughout the Halloween series. So Michael Myers truly is the boogeyman. And thank you for listening to this special presentation of Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film podcast, Hunting Michael Myers, Part 1. Thank you for listening to a special presentation. Ooh,